Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some of the biggest names in music will co-chair the Met Gala. We take you inside J-Lo's movie premiere. Jennifer tells us more about her possible last album. Prince Royce stops by our studio, and our Friday music guide is chock full of divas. Happy Friday, fam. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. It's February 16th, and we're starting today's show off with our Friday music guide, and it includes my favorite dynamic duo.
Happy! No more pretending
that. Ariana and Mariah on a non-holiday track, yet it still feels like Christmas to me.
Come on, Whistle Tone.
We'll have more new music throughout the show, but first, let's get into our top story.
The first Monday in May is almost here, and we know some famous faces we'll definitely be seeing at this year's Met Gala.
Zendaya, straight out.
Zendaya has been named one of the year's co-chairs of the 2024 Met Gala. She's no stranger to walking those famous stairs. And with her recent Dune Part 2 red carpet show Steel, there's no surprise she's top of the list. Bad Bunny is also one of this year's co-chairs. He's always the talk of the town when he attends the gala. This year it's in honor of the exhibit Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. While the exhibit sounds Disney, it actually refers to clothing so fragile it can't ever be worn again, thus sleeping in the archives. Another Met Gala staple, Jennifer Lopez, is our final musical co-chair. Fellow actor Chris Hemsworth rounds out the Fantastic Four co-chairs with his first ever Met Gala appearance. We can't wait to see how they adhere to this year's dress code, the Garden of Time. Some other artists we'd love to see at the Met Gala, Beyonce of course, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B always blow us away with their looks, the girls of Blackpink always shine, maybe we can get some more K-pop artists. Plus, Ariana Grande, Kacey Musgraves, and Taylor Swift will all be coming off of album releases, and we'd love to see what kind of fashion they bring.
While global warming may be making you wonder if we're in summer or winter, one thing is for sure, for Dua Lipa, it's training season.
The bops from Dua's new era keep coming.
Now you know Billboard staff are always on the front lines of music's hottest events. Luckily, we're able to bring you along for the ride, so you get all the access too.
Uh-oh. Why do I feel like crying?
Jennifer Lopez says, "This is me now." And as she released the new album and film, Billboard headed to the premiere and after party to get all the deets. We go there in Billboard All Access.
And you have voices in your head and you have voices out here who are telling you you can't do things or that you shouldn't do things or that you should be afraid. But what I've realized is that I have to show up as my authentic self every day. That's who I have to be. That's all I can be.
She introduced the film at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, where stars like Fat Joe and Derek Hoff packed in with her boo Ben Affleck to watch the action-packed film.
Whenever someone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, my answer was always in love.
She took the time to gush about Ben to the crowd.
I love you, and thank you for believing in me and helping me believe in myself and helping me to grow every single day. Thank you for the family that we've created and our children.
And after enjoying the movie, guests headed over to the Hollywood Roosevelt for the after party, where Ben and Jennifer mingled and chatted with the cast. There were photo ops, we had to get involved, and also food like the oysters that were mentioned in the movie, a DJ spinning J-Lo's biggest hits, and specialty drinks from Jennifer's cocktail brand. She's still just Jenny from the block. This Is Me Now, the album and film are available now.
So thank you so much. Enjoy this Amazon original. Enjoy the album. Enjoy the music. I love you so much. Thank you.
Gunna is back with Bittersweet, and while the music video may be cold, the song is hot.
Got me a taste of this fame. It was sweet, now it's bitter. Maybe I came with pillars. I can't talk in no pillars.
You know I can't get enough. You love that shit.
Speaking of Jennifer Lopez, my girl Rania got to hang out and talk to J-Lo about her new and possibly last album. So how was that?
I mean, how crazy is it that we both got to be in the presence of Jennifer Lopez this week?
Stop it.
It's insane. And I mean, she is just such a force. And you can totally tell when talking to her about this album and this movie that she released corresponding with the album, that she's just so passionate about everything she does, whether that's in her personal life, in her professional life. And I think the quality really speaks for itself on this album.
And with the album, did you guys discuss at all, like, whether this might be her last piece of work?
She was pretty coy about it, I must say, but she did say that she always goes with her heart. So knowing her, I mean, even though she might say that this is her last album, I could see her feeling inspired in a few years and kind of revving the engine back up again.
And I mean, that film is over the top. It's crazy. There's so much stuff going on. Did she talk about how it was to film it?
Yeah, I mean, she was loving every second of it. Like, she got to bring in all her celebrity friends. And she was also just talking about how nice it was to kind of put together a representation of her life in a fun metaphorical way, which I think is so different than what a lot of artists we've been seeing doing lately that are doing the classic biopic or documentary style thing, where she wanted to do something a little more creative, a little more metaphorical, a little more fairy tale. Something she actually said was, I grew up around fairy tales, Cinderella, Prince Charming. And I feel like we really see that come through because it just represents her best.
And I mean, I was at the premiere, and to see her talk about Ben was so sweet. Did she talk about their relationship at all?
She sure did, because I had to ask her, because the film is so astrology-based, and J-Lo and Ben Affleck are both Leos, I had to ask her, I was like, what is it like having two Leos in the home? And she immediately was like, fiery, passionate, challenging. Like, she was so, it so describes their relationship. And something she said that was really beautiful was, even though they've known each other for a long time, they're still getting to know each other. And so it feels like she's falling in love with the same person all over again. And it might even feel like a different person this time.
Wow, goals to be J-Lo. But my question is, Rania, are me and you going to the tour?
Obviously, are you joking?
Can't wait to dance again, girl. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
Bye, thanks, Tetris.
And we have more songs from our Friday music guide, so let's jump back into it. Karol G teams up with Tiësto for Contigo, and I need to hear this on a dance floor ASAP.
Contigo, yeah. No quiero ir si no.
It's not every day you get to sit down with royalty, but Billboard's deputy editor, Seagal, sat down with Prince Royce to talk about his new album.
Ya yo tenía una canción que se llamaba Llamada Perdida.
Que está en el álbum.
Que está en el álbum. Luego yo recibo una llamada y no tomo la llamada. No pienso nada, etc. Yo llevaba como que meses pensando como que el título del disco. De repente me levanto como a las 5 de la mañana, like, Llamada Perdida, that's the name, es el título. Creo que el concepto overall del disco es la forma de comunicación. Obviamente hoy en día nos llamamos, nos texteamos. También es como que en la vida las diferentes vías. Si tomas la llamada, esa decisión, que algo que puede pasar, si no la tomas, si dices algo, si no lo dices, si mandas un texto borracho, si no lo mandas, like things that were left unsaid, o cosas que querías decir que no lo dijiste. Entonces creo que de ahí vino como que ese concepto de llamada perdida. Yo llevo mucho tiempo cantando como que canciones de amor, escribiendo canciones de amor, y creo que esta fue la primera vez que me sentí como que estaba viviendo mis canciones del presente y mis canciones del pasado. Lo difícil no era escribirlo, lo difícil no era contarlo, era como que si quiero contarlo y que la gente lo escuche. Yo soy una persona que soy como que tímido. No me gusta que la gente sepa que estoy sufriendo, que estoy llorando. Me gusta como que pintar como que todo bonito por fuera. Not to be fake, pero nadie quiere como que te vean vulnerable. Entonces la decisión era, ¿should I say this? ¿Lo digo? ¿O pongo esta canción? Esta canción como que está muy personal, van a pensar esto. Pero creo que, you know what, creo que la música es una forma para mí, o para muchos también, de desahogo.
For the full interview, head over to billboard.com. That's it for the news. Come back next week for our interview with Ira Starr and go behind the scenes of a major K-pop girl group's music video. But before you leave, we've got one more entry for your Friday Music Guide.
We know Eliot Cohen has the looks and he's got the beats too. He teamed up with Nikki Valentine for In Common.
But it's a reason I'm still in your bed.